I was on a walk earlier and noticed there were JCBs up the hillside.
I'm building a sports stadium.
But the grass'll be slanted.
You just don't get it, do you, Vulcan? Once a conscripted team are playing on it, you might catch on.
Sir, the van has arrived that's delivering the grass.
Well, do me a favour, ask the driver if he's got a protractor.
Can I step out of line and ask what that would be in aid of?
The new Hillside Stadium will be hosting the Olympics, but the competitors will be looking at their sport from a completely new angle. This glorious city of Washington will be the host of a new Olympic ceremony.
Has the city put a bid in?
Well, it didn't bid, but it fucking won.
May I ask what sports might be included? I am a prize assassin. If you include target shooting, I should win a gold. That is if there would be anyone left alive to pick up the medal from.
King Arthur once included archery in his sporting competitions. I have, as a matter of fact, introduced a whole new range of competitive sports to these games. One involves a form of crowd control. The running event involves the use of tear gas. Canisters at the start of the track will be let off, and the competition will be to decide who can clear the area fast enough to avoid gagging on it.
I am an expert in such matters, but what about the audience? Won't they be affected by the release of such a noxious gas?
Well, if they're not watching the games on television, they may be if they have front row tickets. I might include a gas mask kiosk at every ticket booth and sell them at 10 points extra. The Olympics will be renamed the Iraqi Games, and attendance of all those currently resident in Washington, D.C. will be compulsory. And live coverage of the games will be broadcast on every radio and television channel with alternative programming banned until after the games have concluded. Well, I will need you, Dodd, to enter every radio and TV station in the land to re-engineer these broadcast feeds so that forced simulcasting can take place.
I could put a different angle of events on every channel.
Well, hold your yap and wait a minute. That sounds like Hamid arriving. Now, while he's here, don't speak out of place, as he is a very important man to this empire.
Good morning, sir. I have the background information on some sporting personalities. Tiger Woods, for example, has, up until now, done very well to avoid the empire since the USA was converted into the USI. He was holed up in Mexico, but then authorities became alert to his presence. He moved down to Colombia until a year ago, when authorities caught him playing golf on a former drugs plantation.
Well, yes, that is good information. I want you to get as many ex-sporting personalities as possible. It's not like they will have a choice about it. And I'll just raid the IBBC and check some master sporting tapes to see who I like the look of.
I'd like to inform you at this point that I have a very slight background in broadcasting. I could be the Olympic announcer.
Very well. I find American accents shit anyway. It would be the last thing I would like to hear when listening back to these impromptu games. And Hamid, would it really kill you to try and put on more of an Iraqi accent? I can arrange elocution lessons in a bunker under Baghdad that's usually used for sudden disappearances.
In the old days, it probably would have killed me to put on an Iraqi accent, but now it seems from what you are saying that it's exactly the opposite.
Well, at least your brain is caught on. But now, can you please clear out of my sight while I make some further plans? And that goes for you as well, Dodd and Vulcan.
I have been careful for the last few minutes to stand in the corner of the room, in case my profile became too irritating for you.
And I don't give a shit.
Now what is that? If that's not supreme insolence, I have not seen anything yet. Well, I'll be having none of it. And for that, Vulcan, I'll ban you from Gasmax during the ceremony. I just hope your running shoes will be fired up.
I have returned to my post as narrator. To be honest, I couldn't understand a narrating word that Saddam said in the last episode. I thought Saddam was crap at narrating, so now I'm going to get back to my job. A little while later, out in the streets of Washington...
Now, Hamill, this street, I've studied the map, and this street is blocking the way to the stadium. I would have it demolished.
Sir, that would mean we would have to move the Central Library of Congress.
We are not moving anything. From my imagination, I have also known bulldozers to plough through. There will be nothing left of that library, and what is left will be part of the new sports stadium. So if you find a few books on the running track while you're conducting your news operation, just send them in the general direction of the Olympic flame if we can be bothered to light it.
I will arrange for the streets to be demolished around the proposed site for the stadium.
And alter the layout of Washington DC for good. Oh well, when I was sitting in Iraq in my Baghdadi ivory towers, when I was merely a CNN viewer, I never liked the shots of Washington DC.
But the plans you have presented me with provide no pavements. Where will the spectators walk?
They won't. The streets will only be legal for cars.
The stadium will be filled with sports fans who have become stranded.
Well, it's not my concern if they can't afford fucking taxis. Then they should not have come to my Olympic sports day. Now we have decided on this at least. Can you see about getting your keister out there to round up some sporting personalities? You will find a list of sports and players on the table. Please pick it up and scoot off out of this white palace.
I will see what I can do. The day of the Olympic sport day arrives. The stadium has been rapidly erected in place of what was once residential streets and houses. Some monuments were also cleared away during construction, and one is now being used in the place of the Olympic flame. All the competitors, many of whom are ex-famous sporting personalities, arrive at the stadium in a minibus, which is green and brown. They enter the stadium in front of a capacity crowd. There is no parking outside the stadium or anywhere else in the city.
What the fuck is this? Do you call this a layout for these games? I don't recall giving you the permission to cock up my new city.
Well, all I can say is, I'm sorry.
Just kidding with you, Hamill. Jeez, ever since I hired you, you've been so on edge. I find that's often the way with my employees. A lot of the time it is justified, however. As for the city, it's fine the way it is in those plans. As far as I'm concerned, Washington was a heap of shit when I moved in anyway. I can recall watching CNN wondering why Bill Clinton was never tempted to repaint the White House into a more natural light brown colour.
Was that not the colour of your former palace? And I am sorry if I seem nervous, it's just the amount of people who used to be in your workforce who have, mysteriously gone missing.
Yes, that's the trouble with you. You seem to have such a good memory. But if it's photographic, you could be a real asset to this empire. And as for the missing servants of the empire, and don't be under any illusions, it's no secret. You don't remember Al Jazeera last week when they came live from that graveyard outside Baghdad's city limits?
Baghdad? I don't know about any limits, but it is rather limited.
Sorry to disturb you, but the Al Jazeera coverage of the Olympics has just started.
Where's the remote, Dodd?
Well, I've searched all the sofas across the palace. I have so far come up with nothing, I'm afraid. But I'm afraid I will have to go and wash my hands. There were so many chippy papers down the backs of the settees, I had to drag in a wheelie bin from outside to dispose of them.
You dragged the fucking Iraqi wheelie bin into the presidential living room?
Yes, sir. I must humbly apologise, but I put it straight out round the back.
Well, that's not where it goes, you scientific cretin. Go back and put it upstairs. Put it next to a good window.
What good will it do there?
Just leave the lid off and we can wait till it's forecast wind. And next time use the fucking side entrance.
Are there no refuse services?
No, because one of the first things I did when I moved into this city was lay the workers off. They seem to be in a permanent state of unemployment. But they're still being forced to work, only this time for free. And I've found that they do a rather shit job, so I prefer to take matters into my own bin when it comes to disposing of my daily shite.
Welcome to this fine and sunny day in the midst of our empire. Thanks for tuning in. You are joining us on a historic day, a day of broadcasting of some of the finest sporting talent this captivated world has to offer. Keep to this channel or any other channel, because it doesn't matter where you are tuned in. You will only see this commentary box and the thousands of cameras positioned over the stadium below. Football, athletics, pole vaulting, high jumping, motorcycle racing, and a host of others will be played today in the glorious sunshine of New Washington, D.C. Press the red button to enjoy and utilize Al Jazeera action. Once in the menu screen, you will be able to select a particular sport of your siege in the Middle East.
Mr. Dodd, You may enjoy the televisual coverage of the sports day, but even though this is an impromptu day off, I feel that I'll have to warn you that even though this is an officially sanctioned day off for you, I will have one eye on the sporting event and one eye on you in this palace via the many CCTV cameras. And I would like to see you working on an invention at the same time as you are watching the coverage. The former US did have some very secure borders, by a free country's standards. But there is only one answer to those borders, landmines and an equivalent of the Great Wall of China, but this time made from barbed wire. Between Canada, Iraq and the USI. As far as I'm concerned, I need a border system so secure that not even insects will be able to cross.
Not even cockroaches? Because they can flatten themselves to walk like a piece of paper.
Cockroaches might be able to survive a nuclear war, but I want them to be fucking held up at the wall from Canada, Iraq, if I drop something in the wrong control room again.
We're sorry to interrupt the coverage of the opening ceremony, but we have just had word that His Most Holy World Leader, all rights reserved, Sultan Hussein is coming to the podium. After the resulting speech, these games will be officially open.
Good morning, comrades. I'm so glad that many of you could find the time to attend these games today. But something slightly displeases me, though. Although it is the weekend, I am worried that so many of you seem to be unemployed to the extent that a capacity crowd has been able to inform in this rapidly constructed stadium. I am pleased to announce that, as your most holy world leader, I have decided to make Washington the permanent residence, and that, as a result of this, there will be a tirade of jobs. As part of the celebrations here today, the city will be renamed New Baghdad. And it is planned to increase the statue presence of me, your most holy world leader, by at least 500. So there will be jobs for all. This city that we are standing in is not as enforced as it should be in the Iraqi tradition. Now the games will begin with the lighting of the torch. Throughout I will expect order in the crowd, or else some of you may not be leaving the stadium through the traditional turnstiles. You might get a helping hand from your fellow police officers. The day will involve a host of sports, athletic running, cricket, golf, pole vaulting, an egg and spoon race, and finally a football match. Some events have never been held in a traditional stadium before. First on the bill of the running events, which due to time constraints with so many distant sports in this empiring sports day, it will be held at the same time as the horse racing.
After an afternoon of sports involving cricket and golf, which is played by an obligated Tiger Woods, who was one of the highlights of the afternoon when he had to play a ball from where it lay from the top of someone's head from the crowd, another highlight was when it came to the archery event, of which Vulcan was the chief competitor. He wasn't as good as he had claimed he would be.
Now I have another announcement to make. When you were granted entry to the stadium this morning, you were each given an apple and you were not allowed to eat it. Now this is what I want you to do. It's very simple. Put the apple on top of your head and remain very still. Your life may depend on it. Now Vulcan, are you sure that you have adequately practiced for this?
If I've been reincarnated, my former life was in King Arthur's time, when in my former life I was a soldier of the Round Table. I won archery competitions then, and gorged on apples by shooting accurate arrows into the forest.
You're not going to miss, are you?
You hired me as an assassin. Have I ever missed a target you wanted out?
Not now, Vulcan. I don't want the crowd to know that you're an assassin. They're nervous enough as it is. Everyone in the crowd stay perfectly still. A remarkable number of you have red apples balanced on the top of your heads. And don't venture a look at Vulcan.
1,000 arrows fly through the air, but most of the apples remain on their heads. Some arrows do hit some apples, but some arrows did go through some apples, which proceeded to go through the chests of the spectators immediately behind them. After a game of cricket in which the ball was hit for 6 in the first round and was never seen again, it came to the evening football match because the stadium was built on grounds with more contours than the average ordnance survey map. It produced an average result. For teams other than Iraq, just a few minutes into the match, they began to wish that they'd never heard of football as the Hill almost played it for them.
And what a glorious day, what is now our nation's capital, the 2005 Royal Empire Games. Put on honour of his most holy world Lily choosing the city for his personal residence. Last year you might recall the game ceremony in Baghdad, but most of the events failed because of the appalling condition of the stadium. The stadium has now been demolished, but nothing so far has replaced it. But as a commentator, I digress. What is about to take place now on this so far sunny evening is a football match. A form of World Cup has taken place in the last few weeks, and it's all come down to two teams straddling each other for the Cup of the Empire. Iraq has been doing very well up to this point. The only team left standing in their wake so far has been the USI. But even in the last game they were struggling when they conceded defeat to Iraq at 10-1. The players are coming out into the hastily laid out field now. The Iraqi players seem to be in very high spirits. I can make out cheers, but they seem to be coming from the players and definitely not the crowd. And I can only say, Hamid, that the USI players seem to have a look of depression on them. They've been through a lot to get here. Well, now the referee has blown his whistle and the game has finally begun. Goal! I don't believe it! A goal already and it's one for Iraq! It could just be me as a commentator, but that ball seemed to have a roll about it. The look on the USI's team's faces, they seem to have looked dishevelled, and I can't say their look is one of surprise. The ball's in the centre of the field now, and the USI is desperately trying to get towards it, but it just seems to have a mind of its own. This game for the USI is on a downward slope, and thanks to the geography of the stadium, there's nothing they can do about it. The goalkeeper's looking forlorn, as he desperately tries to survive yet another onslaught. Too late, 1.5 minutes into the game, and it's another goal for Iraq. Boy, is that team jubilant. I can't believe this. There must be two balls, and they're both being kicked at once into the goalkeeper. He seems to just be standing aside. Goal! It's for Iraq!
There is something strange about that match. To me, match of the day seemed like a whole other game before you took over the BBC.
They're winning with ease. The IBBC, Dodd. Being part of this empire means using the proper terminology. It's not as if it's not compulsory. Prior to these gaming events, there has been a Football World Cup. And surprise, surprise, our empire's team Iraq is through to the finals.
The USI have held out to the last. But how can they get to their goal?
Why should I give a shit about any other team? I couldn't give a shit if that goal could only be found in New York.
In a feat of amazement, the USI has got the ball, and it's a hard slog upfield. Iraq aren't even following them. What does that say about this game, Salarandina?
USI, they're placing it down now, and trying to kick it. Oh no, it's rolling back down the field.
And unbelievably in the direction of the opposing goal.
Well, it's gone in. An own goal from the hapless USI, and another goal for Iraq, and what has already been an incredible final, just handed to them on a downward rolling plate.
What could you call that, Salarandina? Is it down to local gravity?
Whatever it is, it's already 32-0. I can't believe I'm saying this as a commentator, but I'm getting bored of the word goal. That is just incredible for a commentator.
Yeah, so why don't the Iraqis just put it in and save us some drama?
I don't mean to alarm you, sir, but maybe this time you have gone too far. This game has pushed your luck with the oppressed citizen just a little too far.
Whatever could you mean? They're more controlled than rabies, and I have Vulcan on hand for an instant assassination of anyone who steps out of line in their seat.
The atmosphere is getting ominous in the stadium. Many of those present are USI fans who are getting more irate by the second. They may be plebs, but most of them have a basic enough grasp of geography to realise that the field is slanted enough to put gravity on the side of your team from the Empire. Goal! 33-0! Yeah!
Just a minute. I have a matter that I have to attend to. Citizens that have formed an orderly crowd here today. The giant LCD screens have been installed for a reason. Read them, what does it say?
Yeah!
Louder, faster!
Yeah!
That's better. So you can understand commands. I have some faith in you subordinates again.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you on your Olympic podium, but...
What the fuck are you doing coming up behind me like that? I'm speaking to a fucking crowd!
The microphone is still on.
What Mr. Dodd was trying to say was that the USI have just scored. It's now 33-1.
Shoot the keeper! The fucking insolent bunch of ball kickers! I tried to set up the goal uphill, and then they go and move the goalpost.
They did it with the support of the crowd. Iraq was scoring yet another goal with their ball at the time.
I have another announcement. For the many thousands and thousands of you who are genuinely enjoying the games, please feel free to continue to do so. But for those significant minority that disrupted the game, as I speak, thugs are walking up the aisles and rounding you up. And you only have to be suspected, such is the level of security in these games. So let that be a lesson and a deterrent for the rest of you, who so much as let a thought of troublemaking strike your heads.
What pandemonium, but we are rounding the final minute. We have had another few goals since the goalpost incident. The score is now a decisive 37-1. Ooh, that's it.
Exactly 90 minutes, and the final whistle has finally been blown by the ref, and it didn't look like he had much choice. The teams are walking off the pitch in a straight line in the event that rounds off these games. The crowd don't look happy, but then they are controlled. I'd like to thank the many thousands of you that have attended these games. But as with all good things, they just must come to an end. So after the concluding speech, I must insist on your dispersal from these games in an orderly fashion. You will be ushered out of the stadium. Now after the count of three, put your seats up and find your way to the exit booths. And just to show that I'm serious, look up to the giant screen. I have placed a countdown timer on it.
And just a tip. Gaze at it as you leave to see how many seconds remain before you should be on the other side of the gate. And that was a wonderful ceremony here today, but what a result!
And what's that coming down towards me? We'd better get...
And now on Iraqi State Digital, it's time for the evening news at 10. In the news today, the Empire Games are rounded off with the Empire Cup final, in which Iraq took home the cup with a 37-1 win. The crowd attending the games were overall orderly, but paramedics, or at least that's who they said they were, removed the bodies of the insolent goalkeeper from the field, and two commentators for Al Jazeera from the studio behind me. The games today have been as orderly as can be expected, and up until the leaving of the marauding crowds of spectators left in a civilised fashion, except for a handful of determined vandals who looted some permanent souvenirs in the form of stadium seats and took them home with them. Overall, the crowd could be described as angry, but suppressed. Mohammed Salaskali, Washington.
Back at the White Palace.
I used to secretly watch the Olympics for many years, but I have never been as fucking impressed with how that went as it went today. I almost feel like giving you subordinates the day off. But let's not forget that I am a dictator.
Well, does that mean that I can't have a day off tomorrow and investigate Washington Library and spend 5 hours reading scientific journalists from the 1950s?
And I can't play on Grand Theft Auto to become even more influenced by senseless violence.
No, I want you on duty at the break of dawn as usual if necessary, even if it is midsummer. Now, when this building was Clinton's, personal police used to police these rooms so that they were kept private. So will you just kindly adios yourselves to the front door? My new underpaid security guards will show you out to the night.
I've forgotten where the front door is. There just seems to be so many of them.
Just pick one and then you'll be kicked out of it. And where's Vulcan? Has he been kicked out already?
I hate to break it to you, but he left without the help of the security guards. He said he had to go to the bathroom for what he called a piss. And after a slammed door, I heard drainpipe noises.
Anyone who works for me exits the building by the route I specify. So I'll stick a trampoline on the lawn to greet his anus, upon which he will bounce back up to the window only to be met by an extendo boxing glove.
Sir, I have some unfortunate news to report.
Well, spit it out. I don't pay you to come into my White Palace private quarters and talk a load of introduction shit before getting to the main point.
I don't get paid any more than Mr. Dodd does. Well, that's beside the point. My sources have told me that soon after the main crowd had left, some rebellious factions formed amongst them and they have attempted to break back into the stadium.
Why, what is it with crowds that are so fucking hard to control? First, the continuous rebellious factions in Baghdad, and now this. It's only a fucking sport. I should have just gutted a hill somewhere and made a quick quarry and then stuck up a giant screen of someone playing an Xbox and charged the citizens' entry and forced them to come.
But you had to win, and that's why I quote they were pissed off, unquote.
I'm going now.
Are you still here? And when you leave, don't take a fucking banister ride down the stairs.
The long and short of it is they have broken into the stadium, and before the police and army were able to attend, they have in short totally wrecked it. CNN have it live.
Does this room have cable?
This is CNN.
No, but it'll be on every channel. A certain group of attendees who attended today's Empire Games have stampeded their way back to the stadium, and as a result, it's hard to describe what's left. Which is no more than a few bricks and a huge bale of ripped-out chairs from the stadium. Police were unable to attend quickly enough as further riots had broken out in Washington City Center, which now has significantly fewer shops. When Washington police and the USI Army were finally able to attend, the members of the angry mob were taken to jails in Canada, since the correctional facilities in the USI are at near 100% capacity. As huge swathes of rioting citizens were being taken into custody, another group set a football alight and kicked it into the controversial goal. I've heard enough. Turn it off. What can I say, Americans? They certainly seem to have some spirit. This is going to be a difficult task of oppression. But when I take over a country, I don't just fucking leave it. It is to be our job to make the USI a fully functioning part of Iraq. But for now, I'm going to bed.
But the riot is still going strong in the city.
Ah, leave it. It'll calm itself down in the morning.